The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we have an exciting, great show. We're going to be talking about Kingston Midtown Rising, a really dynamic organization, community organization that's dedicated to the equitable revitalization of the Midtown community through the cultivation of authentic relationships, strategic partnerships, and civic, social, educational, and economic opportunities for the residents of Midtown. And our guest is Frank Waters, who's Executive Director of Kingston Midtown Rising. And I love the way he describes himself in his bio and the notes that he sent us. It says that Frank is an artist at heart, a dedicated father, as I am, wonderful, award-winning entrepreneur, and member of the Kingston community. He often describes himself as a visionary and has a passion for entrepreneurship, marketing, and simply bringing people together. Some of Frank's projects have included Black History Month in Kingston, which is an annual celebration, bringing the Kingston community together to acknowledge and celebrate African American culture. My Kingston Kids, which is a nonprofit organization that focuses on producing and promoting children-related events. And he was vice president, or is vice president, of Harambee, where he participated in the creation of Kingston's first African American Day parade and festival, and helped save an African burial ground, African burial ground, located in the heart of Midtown. He's also a board member of the Midtown Arts District and the successful River Cities Coalition and various committees in Kingston and the county of Ulster. And Frank, welcome, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Vincent, for having me.
Oh, it's appreciate nice it. To have you, man. My very first question to you is, do you ever sleep?
That's a common question. I do sleep, but I work very hard during the day. So when I go to sleep, I am knocked out.
Sure. And you know what? That's the best way to go to sleep, when you're tired from having had a really meaningful and productive day. You know, that's a real blessing and a tribute to your passion and dedication. And let me ask you, of all of these various roles that you play, is there any one of them that pops out for you as being more stands at maybe slightly above the rest, or are they pretty much?
I mean, they all have their, you know, they all have their own characteristics, but I would say, I mean, I could talk about each of them differently, but I would say My Kingston Kids, because My Kingston Kids was my first introduction to the community. Mm-hmm. And it was created because of my 3-year-old daughter. You know, so I've always been a person that participated in a variety of projects, community-based, primarily business, because I'm from the city. So this is my first, you know, my first tackle at being a part of the nonprofit world, although I did, you know, community work. But knowing myself, and as well as my wife, knowing that we are project-based people, I said, well, how can I do something so that I don't exclude my children, you know, and I can include them and, you know, be able to participate in fulfilling work. So My Kingston Kids was the answer. I can have fun. I can keep my children involved, you know, respect their opinion, have them participate.
And that's so cool,
you know,
right?
Help other people.
That's so cool. Yes. Because communities are very often set up for adults, you know. There's less attention paid to how kids and teens can be involved. So why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about Kingston Kids, telling our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, you know, my wife and I moved here 8 years ago from New York City, from the Bronx. I have my son was 15, my daughter was about 9 months at the time, and you know, we were entrepreneurs in the city, and we just kind of wanted to get away, wanted to move to Kingston, somewhere totally different, no trains, you know, like the subways in the city, and people not honking at you, and all of that. Trees, less buildings, right?
Right, yeah.
So, much more quiet and friendly. So that was the idea, and as we were here for about 3 years, and in those 3 years, we kind of, you know, just participated as a regular resident and kind of went to the little gym and the library and the park and really didn't, you know much about the community as a whole and was just trying to find things with, for the baby and keep her active. So as she got older, about maybe 2-3 years old, we started, you know, meeting the same parents at Barnes and Nobles and different places. And we just started conversating like, I wish there was a place that there was, you know, one location that we can find everything to do for kids, or I'm looking for things and I can't find things. They're all scattered around. And then the things that I did find, they were not very diverse. The events were not very diverse. Uh-huh. I didn't see many people that looked like us at those events, although they were amazing events and we had a great time. But I just felt like, wow, like I would love to, you know, to open this up. And maybe it's just not being introduced to everyone. Some of them, you know, had a fee. Some of them didn't. But I just wanted to bring my own spill. My wife, you know, said, hey, let's do it. I have a background in digital media. I've worked for the New York Post, the Bronx Times, a variety of newspapers and graphics and web design. So I said, hey, I'm going to create this website, My Kingston Kids, and we're going to put all of the events for kids and families on this one hub, and we're going to promote it.
Very
you
cool.
know, and we did it. And I moved to the Lace Mill, you know, around that time, and I had all of these resources and access to all these amazing artists and people, and including RUPCO, you know, being the management of the building. And we had the support, and along with the residents here, we created the first My Kingston Kids Festival.
Wow,
and we did that right here at the Lace Mill. We blocked off the parking lot, the street. We use all the galleries in the Lace Mill. So for those that don't know, the Lace Mill is a residential building created just for artists in Midtown Kingston. So this was the first year of the building being here. I was one of the original residents here. And it was an amazing event. We probably had about 300 people here.
Wow.
Had Double Dutch, all these different art programs, Home Depot. It was amazing. So from then I asked people, hey, you know, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to see another event? I didn't know we were going to do a nonprofit or not. People were like, yes, I would love another event. So we wound up doing a Halloween festival at Seasong Farm, and we had 1,000 people. So from there, it was like, okay, people are liking what we're doing. And the team that I had at the time was primarily Lace Mill residents, and they wanted to start a nonprofit. So we wind up, you know, doing it for another year, and we wind up starting a nonprofit. So now we do children's programs. We have a photography program for teens. We have a reading program for youngsters. We participate in almost every children-related, family-related based event in Kingston. And we provide children activities. We do dance parties for kids. We have a clothing line for adults and kids called Red K Apparel, with sneakers and jackets and hats and all of that. And it's been really amazing. We've even received a few awards, you know, for being an outstanding, you know, resource for families in Kingston. So we're about 4 years in, and it's been great.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That sounds so exciting and so great. Wow, who wouldn't want to participate in that? That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
And so I'm sure you participate with a lot of other community organizations like a Center for Creative Education, all those folks, right? UPAC maybe.
Yeah. Like once we did the first My Kingston Kids event, we were invited well, I was invited specifically to be a board member of the African Roots Library, and then being a board member there, I, you know, was able to come up with the idea of creating Black History Month Kingston, you know, with the library. So around that time, Harambe was also created along with Tyrone Wilson. He had the idea to create Harambe, which would bring families and people of Kingston, as well as organizations of all cultures together, and began to do projects. So all of these things kind of spearheaded for me, you know, as I kind of presented my talent. Well, my wife and I presented my talent and skill through, you know, the first set of festivals. And from then, you know, you gotta remember, Vincent, I'm new here. The only people I knew were the people in my building. I didn't really know people. I have to say, the first person that I met was Drew Bryant.
Oh, which, awesome.
The director of BCE. And he kind of took me under his wing, you know, like his protege, and introduced me to a lot of people.
Awesome guy.
So I give a lot of credit and thanks to him. And then from then, you know, I met Odell from the library, and then he introduced me to Tyrone Wilson, who's like my partner now, you know, and we kind of started Harambe, and then it just kind of rocketed, you know, from there, being invited to other boards and committees and, you know, leading up to my position at Kingston Midtown Rising today.
Wow. And Kingston is such, I mean, Ulster County to me is, and Kingston in particular, such a dynamic community. You know, I mean, you can't underestimate the power and the value of solid community. You know, in the public health world, one of the major criteria for ranking or ascertaining a community's health and well-being is what are called social associations. So these are the things of like people connected to each other, caring about each other, having each other's back, you know, time and time again. If they look at communities where they have really good health outcomes and longevity, it's because they have strong social associations. And maybe in the past it was more, you know, different immigrant communities where people kind of congregated together and maybe extended families. But Kingston and Ulster County people are really engaged. I have to say, I mean, you should, you know, our coalitions that we have, where we have 50 community partners show up at these things, you know, whether it's opioid prevention or suicide prevention, what have you. We're really, really blessed. And then having people like you, who are really, you know, fire starters like that, you know, so to speak. I think, and that's really awesome work, man. We talked about Kingston Kids and what you and your wife did to get that started and the tremendous community support. And then it evolved to your current role of Kingston Midtown Rising. Tell us about that evolution and how Kingston Midtown Rising came into being.
Well, I've again when we did our first My Kingston Kids Festival, I don't even remember how. Oh, actually, my daughter went to George Washington Elementary School. I think she was in pre-K. We were a part of the PTO, and I met Jordan Shrugs, and Jordan is the chairman and founder of Kingston Midtown Rising, and I met her there, and we just connected. You know, we call each other twins. We had all the same issues with our boards and organizations, and we just really stayed in touch over the years, and they sponsored things that we've done, and we've supported things that they've done. They actually gave me their first Good Neighbor Award maybe 2 years later. So we've always been connected, and they actually wanted me to be the executive director of the organization years ago, before they had a budget. I just started. And I wanted to do it, though. I actually wanted to do it for free, but my current board was like, no, you can't do it. We just starting hours, so you have to wait, you know.
You know the definition of a volunteer, Frank?
What?
Someone who didn't understand the question.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good one. So, you know, so as years pass, I had a chance to actually also gain more experience and build more relationships and acquire more resources. So as they, you know, as they evolved into a stronger organization, they had the opportunity to hire an ED. They have a budget now and a plan in place. And my interview, just like everybody else, you know, went through a series of interviews and sent in the resume and the whole thing. And I was the pick. You know, I was the pick, and I'm excited to be there. The board is fantastic. The mission and vision of the organization is fantastic. It's perfect for what I do and who I am. I've been in Midtown since I've been in Kingston. Everything I do is connected to Midtown. So it was just a perfect fit for us.
Tell our listeners a little bit, give us our listeners a little bit of background about the mission and vision and kind of what Kingston Midtown Rising does in the community.
Well, you know, Kingston Midtown Rising is an asset-based community development organization. And what that means is, you know, we're focused on engaging with people in the Midtown area and providing them with the resources and opportunities that they need to empower themselves. So it's not about us being another nonprofit and just dishing resources into people, similar to like a handout. We're more or less looking to empower people to kind of, you know, provide the strength and strategies and techniques needed from the ground up. Uh-huh. so that people can sustain themselves moving forward.
Ultimately, much stronger, much more resilient, yes. Sustainable.
Yes, exactly. Much more sustainable, much more effective and beneficial, not just for the individual, but for their family and the community as a whole. You know, people, you know, I mean, as you see the race conversation happening now, it's happening now, but it's been going on forever, before both of us and our parents were born. You know, this is a 400-year waiting conversation. So it's happening. But as it's happening, we're starting to see the importance of change and why, you know, the African-American, Latino, people of color community are in the positions that we're in. And there needs to be systematic change, but there also needs to be community change. And these resources and opportunities are part of that. And Kingston Midtown Rising is here to strategize and offer and create these opportunities and resources for this area. And this is low income. This is a diverse area. It's poor, you know, white folks as well. But it's for all of us in this area. And how can we better our lives together and create a more, a stronger community?
Right. And typically, you know, during times of tumult and, you know, in conflict or what have you, you know, typical responses, put a task force together, come up with a set of recommendations, and then you know, that report sits on a shelf gathering dust. I mean, I was a town supervisor and a community leader. I went into the basement of town hall and saw like 30 of those things, you know, sitting on mm-hmm. the shelf. And there's a big difference when it comes from the ground up. And, you know, that's not diminishing at all the amazing work that people did, you know, throughout that 400-year period, and certainly during the civil rights, you know, movement, where, you know, tremendous sacrifices were made. But, you know, having people engaged in real things, you know, I would always say that, you know, people ask me why I ran for local office. And I said, well, you know, I'm not sure I can change the entire world or the entire country, but I can mm-hmm. work to make my community a better place to be for right. my daughter and, you know, and future generations. So yes. It's really cool. So there's a part of Midtown Rising that's called Midtown Rising Connect, an interesting project. Tell us a little bit about that.
So part of of the strategy and providing resources and opportunities came down to communication. And how do we communicate more effectively with our residents in the Midtown area than what's currently being done, right? And we've all tried it. I've tried it with my Kingston kids, CCE, everybody's tried it. Getting information to the folks that need it. But I think one of the challenges is we all use the same platform. We email them. Everybody's tired of email lists, right? So we email everybody, we throw it on Facebook or Instagram, and if you miss it, you miss it.
Right.
And there's, 30 to 35% of the Midtown area are not online for a variety of reasons. You have seniors there that don't want to be online. Right. They're not interested in technology on that level. So does that mean that they don't deserve the resources? They're just out of the loop because they're not, trending. So what we've done is we've come up with a more specific and robust program called Midtown Rising Connect. And what we do is we distribute resources, opportunities, and information to the residents of the area in the most effective way that they prefer. So when they sign up, it's a free program. We encourage residents to sign up. And when they sign up, they have an option to choose from. It can be text, right? Some people like to receive their information through text. Everybody has a phone for the most part.
Uh-huh.
Or some people still want emails. Some people prefer Instagram or Facebook. Some folks rather have their information come in the mail. So we're working on the Midtown Rising Connect guide, and that'll probably be ready sometime in October, where you have a little booklet that will come to you in the mail.
Cool.
And some people, are just not into technology, and it's just like, can you just give me a call and let me know once a month what's going on? And that's an option too. We can call people as well.
Nice.
So we really wanted to take some time and put some focus on the folks that are not technically savvy, and say, all right, well, if you're not online, how do you even sign up for the program? So we have a phone number where people can just call. Right. They can just call and say, hey, I want to sign up for the program, and somebody will add them to the database if they want their information by mail, or they want to pick it up at one of the venues in Midtown or in Kingston. That will be available as well.
Wow. And so how do people who want to either participate in programs, volunteer for programs, or perhaps businesses that want to sponsor programs? So we're kind of winding down in our available time now. So I want to make sure we get all of your contact information. How do they get in touch? How do they sign up?
Sure. So there's two ways. So for residents or community members, if you want to be a part of the program and receive information, then you can join the network at KingstonMidtownRising.org. As soon as you go to the homepage, it's right there. Click on it. It'll take you to the form. Keep in mind that all the information is in English and Spanish. Our website is also in English and Spanish. You just click on the ESP tab at the top, and you'll see everything in Spanish. For our resource providers, if you have a resource, a business, organization, freelancer, or individual, you have something to share, keep in mind it needs to be free or it needs to be affordable. We're not just promoting businesses. We actually want to offer something of value, for value, to our residents. And you could also go to KingstonMidtownRising.org and click on everything. Click on Midtown Rising Connect, everything connect, and you can contact us and we'll reach out to you.
Wow, this is awesome work, Frank. And we're definitely going to have you back, because I suspect there's a lot more that you'd like to talk about and that we'd like to hear about. But unfortunately, whenever we have great topics and great guests, the time goes way too fast. So we're going to check out now. And thank you so much for the work that you and your wife and your community members and your colleagues do. It's really amazing, really impressive. Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.